to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. I'm Chris Witz for Morning Devotions. A question is, what did people say about Jesus when Jesus was on earth? He was much talked about. Many people applauded him. Others criticized him. Others ignored him. And many asked the question, was Jesus divine or wasn't he? And the contemporaries of Jesus, as I said, the opponents and supporters, said many things about Jesus. And in the end, he claimed to be God, and this became a very big issue. Well, Jesus claimed to be God. Not only did he call God his Father, but he told people their sins were forgiven. And of course, that was something that really astounded some people and annoyed others. It really got up the noses of the religious people of that day. And as a result, he was charged with blasphemy, and he was called a blasphemer. On another occasion, Jesus drove a demon from a man who'd been possessed. And instead of being happy about this, the opponents of Jesus were furious and they called him the Prince of Demons. And then there was the time when Jesus talked about being a shepherd, the shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. And that's a remarkable story, and it's well worth reading in John chapter 10, verse 1 to 18. And here Jesus said he had the authority to lay down his own life and take it up again. And that really was a reference to his future crucifixion and resurrection. And when he'd said that, his opponents thought or said he's demon-possessed and he's raving mad. Well, you'd expect the followers of Jesus then to show a lot more insight into the man and his mission, but of course, they were not perfect. They were slow learners. For example, the disciples once went to town to buy food, and they left Jesus by the well. And when they returned, they urged him to eat something. He told them that he had food that they knew nothing about. So Jesus had performed miracles. He'd spent a lot of time training these people. And yet it's amazing they still murmured amongst themselves. Could someone have brought him food? And Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of God and to finish his work." Eventually, though, the penny dropped and Jesus gathered around him and asked this question, "Who do people say I am?" And they said, "Well, people have been saying all sorts of things about you, that you were the John the Baptist." John was the cousin of Jesus. Or maybe he was one of the Old Testament prophets, such as Elijah. And then Jesus asked them the most important question, "But what about you? Who do you say that I am?" And one of the disciples, Peter, said, "Well, you are the Christ." And yes, they finally got it. He was the Son of God. He was the Messiah. And Paul, later on, the Apostle Paul, wrote of Jesus, "He is the image of the invisible God." So many of the contemporaries of Jesus agreed on one thing, that he did claim to be God. I think they just differed about whether he was entitled to make that claim. So here we are today, a long time after the time that Jesus was on earth. And the issue is not whether Jesus actually lived 2,000 years ago, but whether his claims are true. Others say, "Well, I believe Jesus lived on earth. I don't believe he was the Son of God." But Jesus asks us the same question. "Well, what about you? Who do you think I am?" And I think there's enough proof in the scriptures, particularly the New Testament, to claim that Jesus was who he said he was, the Son of God. So often it's easy to think about these things, to debate them, to discuss them with other people, and yet to miss out on the issues of the heart, knowing that Jesus can change our life. And I think that's one of the great things, that when we come to Jesus, all the talk, all the theory is really worth nothing, because we know that Jesus really can change lives, and that's the proof of the pudding. Well, dear Lord, we admit today that you are our stronghold, our rock, and our safe place, because, Lord, we can come to you at any time. You've provided today the sunrise, provided the light of day. You've planned the day, and there's still a measure of the unknown in this day. Give us the strength to respond, Lord, to people that we meet today. Help us to encourage other people. And may something of your gentleness be shared with our world and the people we meet. I pray this in the name of Jesus, our matchless Saviour. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.